Chapter 20. Close. If my reader has not followed me step by step, as he has read my pages, I'm truly sorry. Book reading is of small value unless the truths, which pass before the mind, are grasped, appropriated, and carried out to their practical issues. It is as if one saw plenty of food in a shop and yet remained hungry, for want of personally eating some. It is all in vain, dear reader, that you and I have met, unless you have actually laid hold upon Christ Jesus, my Lord. On my part there was a distinct desire to benefit you, and I have done my best to that end. It pains me that I have not been able to do you good, for I have longed to win that privilege. I was thinking of you when I wrote this page, and I laid down my pen, and solemnly bowed my knee in prayer for everyone who should read it. It is my firm conviction that great numbers of readers will get a blessing, even though you refuse to be of the number. But why should you refuse? If you do not desire the choice blessing, which I would have brought to you, at least do me the justice to admit that the blame of your final doom will not lie at my door. When we two meet, before the great white throne, you will not be able to charge me with having idly used the attention which you were pleased to give me while you were reading my little book. God knoweth I wrote each line for your eternal good. I now in spirit take you by the hand. I give you a firm grip. Do you feel my brotherly grasp? The tears are in my eyes as I look at you and say, why will you die? Will you not give your soul a thought? Will you perish through sheer carelessness? Oh, do not so, but weigh these solemn matters, and make sure work for eternity. Do not refuse Jesus, His love, His blood, His salvation. Why should you do so? Can you do it? I beseech you, do not turn away from your Redeemer. If, on the other hand, my prayers are heard, and you, my reader, have been led to trust the Lord Jesus, and receive from Him salvation by grace, then keep you ever to this doctrine, and this way of living. Let Jesus be your all in all, and let free grace be the one line in which you live and move. There is no life like that of one who lives in the favor of God. To receive all as a free gift preserves the mind from self-righteous pride, and from self-accusing despair. It makes the heart grow warm with grateful love, and thus it creates a feeling in the soul, which is infinitely more acceptable to God than anything that can possibly come of slavish fear. Those who hope to be saved by trying to do their best know nothing of that glowing fervor, that hallowed warmth, that devout joy in God, which come with salvation freely given according to the grace of God. The slavish spirit of self-salvation is no match for the joyous spirit of adoption. There is more real virtue in the least emotion of faith than in all the tuggings of legal bond slaves, or all the weary machinery of devotees, who would climb to heaven by rounds of ceremonies. Faith is spiritual, and God who is a spirit delights in it for that reason. Years of prayer saying, and church going, or chapel going, and ceremonies, and performances, may only be an abomination in the sight of Jehovah, but a glance from the eye of true faith is spiritual and it is therefore dear to Him. The Father seeketh such to worship Him. Look you first to the inner man, and to the spiritual, and the rest will then follow in due course. If you are saved yourself, be on the watch for the souls of others. Your own heart will not prosper, unless it is filled with intense concern to bless your fellow men. The life of your soul lies in faith, its health lies in love. He who does not pine to lead others to Jesus has never been under the spell of love himself. Get to the work of the Lord, the work of love. Begin at home. Visit next your neighbors. Enlighten the village or the street in which you live. Scatter the word of the Lord wherever your hand can reach. Reader, meet me in heaven. Do not go down to hell. There is no coming back again from that abode of misery. Why do you wish to enter the way of death, when heaven's gate is open before you? Do not refuse the free pardon, the full salvation which Jesus grants to all who trust Him. Do not hesitate and delay. You have had enough of resolving, Come to action. Believe in Jesus now, with full and immediate decision. Take with you words and come unto your Lord this day, even this day. Remember, O soul, it may be now or never with you. Let it be now, it would be horrible, that it should be never. Again I charge you, meet me in heaven.